I'm Tony.
I want to be a firefighter,
a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Many of Michigan's schools are not racially diverse places. In fact, the state has the third most segregated schools in the country. But do we know if more diversity would translate to better education for Michigan's kids? We're going back to a school in the rural town of Stockbridge to look into this, because they're trying to work out the benefits and the logistics of diversity.
Hey, Miles. Oh. Haley Steinkraus, where's the long yellow rope that I gave you guys?
Josh Nichols and some of his fifth grade students are getting ready to have what they're calling a geekend at a school district about 35 miles away called Albion.
When you do the strain relief, for the last 3 years, you guys have been lowering ROV.
These kids are in many ways poster children for what STEM education can do. Stockbridge's science, technology, engineering, and math curriculum has meant higher test scores and more parent involvement. But Nichols says Stockbridge is geographically isolated, and he wants to do something about that.
Typically, a student could stay in a school system like this, and if they're not involved in sports, they could potentially go 6, 8, 9 years without really leaving the town and having interaction with other students from other schools.
Stockbridge and Albion have a lot in common. They're rural and about the same size, similar economically. But most of the kids in Stockbridge are white, and most of the kids in Albion are not. The chance to work with kids different from themselves is part of the point of this meetup for both schools. But the students don't really seem aware of that dimension. When the day arrives, they're just really happy to be launching rockets.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's easy to see why the diversity aspect could get underplayed in an environment like this. Jeffrey Millam studies the effect of diversity. He says so few of us have had any real experience with diversity, especially a positive one, that it can be hard to see if this type of exchange is worth the trouble. But there are concrete benefits of diversity. In fact, diversity can help you think.
There's pretty compelling evidence that diversity enhances critical thinking and a range of ideas and concepts related to critical thinking.
Ben Young goes to Stockbridge and says he's impressed by what he's seen today and wants the chance to host the Albion students next.
Yeah, I totally would love it.
It'd be awesome.
I think we need to mix it up, Albion, who's our school, and we impress them.
Yeah, they should.
I ask Levi Miller and Io Alapide how it feels to impress another school.
That makes us feel, like, awesome because that's really what Albion tries to do to other schools, try to impress them.
Albion tries to be amazing.
And then it's back to talking about science and soccer. Richard Hughes is here with his son. He graduated high school in Stockbridge and wished he had the opportunity to do something like this.
So, 45, 50 minutes apart, but yet they're just different worlds and it's just nice for them to come in here and interact with all the other students and just to learn how to get to know other people.
The two schools are already talking about putting together a scuba certification program at Albion that kids from Stockbridge can be part of. Albion has a pool and Stockbridge doesn't. It would really help both schools with their underwater robotics programs. In this educational environment, sharing resources is a good strategy. Whether those resources are swimming pools or the life experiences students bring into the classrooms with them. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.